There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started. Welcome to Amplify with Jess Ekstrom, a show designed to help women get out of their head and into their zone of influence. Happy Monday, everyone. Here's some food for thought to start your week. Okay, so I know we're getting close to Valentine's Day and we think a lot about relationship to others, but I just want you to take a moment to listen to this, to think about the relationship to yourself and your own self-worth. And I want to start by asking you this question. What makes you feel worthy? If you could go about your day or go about your week, what are the things that make you feel worthy? I used to think that my worthiness came from everything that could happen on the outside. And I'll share an example. When it was actually right around the time that I was getting married, I had entered into this magazine competition where they were looking for the next woman game changer. And in the competition, it said, whoever wins will be on the cover of the next issue. So I was like, I gotta win this magazine competition. And so it was this like public voting thing. I was telling everyone about it. I gotta win this game changer magazine. And it finally came out. And it said that I won. I won this game changer competition. And I was so thrilled. And then they had some sponsor pull out or something happened where it was no longer going to be a cover issue. And I was absolutely devastated. And I was so upset that I had chased this cover and I had told everyone about it. And now I wasn't going to get it. And it was a moment in my life where I really had to look in the mirror and ask myself what I was chasing. Because at the end of the day, that cover issue, yeah, maybe it would have been cool, but it was purely for the appearance of the accolade. And so in Chasing the Bright Side, I call this the purpose test. Imagine the thing that you're chasing right now, and then imagine that you got it. You got that thing. But no one knew it was you. You had to be completely anonymous. Would you still chase that thing? If your answer is yes, you would do it anonymously, great. You've probably found something that's very purposeful to you. If the answer is no, that you would only do it with your name attached to it, then it's probably something that might be more for how it looks than how it feels. And so this really taught me a lesson of self-worth and how I am measuring my own worthiness coming from the outside versus the inside. And so when our self-worth is solely attached to what we achieve and approval from others, then our confidence starts to feel like a balloon. A balloon, it's easily moving up and down with the wind and all of these external factors. The balloon is out of your control. One person or one snag can pop it. It's super delicate. And over time, it starts to lose air and it shrinks. Every day, our inner forecast changes by what's in our inbox, notifications, or on our calendar. It's exhausting riding the balloon and wondering when it's going to pop. Instead, what if your self-worth was attached to your authenticity over your own feelings? Your knowing that life can be tumultuous and that has nothing to do with you and your abilities, or your self-worth is attached to your purpose and the task at hand, or your self-worth is attached to your curiosity to make things better. When those are your self-worth metrics, your confidence isn't swayed like a balloon because it's not dependent upon possession of certain achievements and accolades that can easily fall. So power your confidence and your self-worth from the inside, not the outside. I'm going to leave you with a quote. When you attach your self-worth to outside approval, then how you feel about you is always going to be up to them. Thanks for listening to Amplify. If you are a fan of the show, show us some podcast love by giving us a rating and review. And give us a follow at Mic Drop Workshop and at Jess Extra. Coming up on Amplify.
The research found that men on average earn 21 times the playing salary of women athletes. But because of that, it found that women athletes are two times more dependent on sponsorships, endorsements, and other forms of income opportunity. But when we look at the Parity Network, in fact, over 300 of our athletes describe themselves as having some sort of side hustle or small business on the side in order to support their livelihood, basically.
This episode was edited and produced by Earfluence, and I'm Jess Ekstrom, your host. Remember that you deserve the biggest stage, so let's find out how to get you there. I'll see you again soon.